Well, a new poll gives yet another grim assessment of U.S.-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. A majority of Americans now say their country failed to achieve its goals in either country. According to a joint USA Today Pew Research survey, about 52% of Americans say their country has not succeeded in Iraq and Afghanistan. A majority of respondents also criticized the U.S. military action in Iraq. Views on the failure in Iraq differ little across party lines. However, there has been division over the Afghan war, with more Republicans than Democrats calling it the right decision. The public's critical assessment stands in contrast to opinions in 2011 after Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was allegedly killed by the U.S. in Pakistan. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Kumar Salehi, who is an anti-war activist and blogger, and he's joining us live now from New York. Kumar, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you think that this sort of a poll affects U.S. foreign policy, if at all, going forward?
I think that it gives leaders of both parties the strong impression, which they already have, that Americans don't particularly favor another long, drawn-out military occupation with land troops. What's actually particularly interesting about this USA Today poll is not just that Republicans are still more supportive of the war than Democrats, but rather that the least supportive group were so-called independents, people who don't identify with either party. The support for Obama's foreign policy among people who vote Democratic, who identify as liberal, is still relatively high, even if the particular engagement in Afghanistan and particularly Iraq, which Obama made a show of not having supported, those policies are less popular with the American public. But this president and the previous president still, their national security policy remains largely uncriticized by the media and unpunished by voters.
But, you know, it's hard to forget those very large protests that took place before the Iraq war even begun. What does it say about U.S. democracy, do you think, that the United States firstly even went into Iraq, and secondly, would that still stand today as well? Would the U.S. act the same way today, do you think?
Well, the question of whether the U.S. would act similarly today is open, but the engagement with Iran provides a clue, and that is that the establishment, both parties, certainly this president, considers the invasion and military occupation of Iran in the vein of what happened with Iraq and Afghanistan to be not a politically popular move and not good for the projection of American power in the world. It ultimately strengthened the hand of Iran that Iraq was invaded. It strengthened the hand of Al-Qaeda, who just retook Fallujah, the site of the biggest battle of the Iraq war, the biggest and bloodiest. This, as for the state of U.S. democracy, well, by all accounts, it's very poor. And in this country, what's called the military-industrial complex is basically an iron triangle of corporate interests, the defense industry, and Congress, as well as the military, who all help each other out, basically, in this process of making war, of supplying weapons to repressive governments, and they are ultimately the ones that profit from military engagements, be they bombing campaigns such as in Libya and in the extrajudicial killing program in various parts of the Middle East and South Asia and North Africa, or whether it is an actual military invasion. That has proven, however, strategically and politically less popular with Americans.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight as always. That was Kumar Salehi speaking to us live from New York.